If you like adventures, there's quite a few things that you can get up to if you're in the Murraylands. Demolish is an adventure-thon event which has been pulled apart to create three standalone individual races. There's a mountain bike ride through Monarto Zoo. There's a paddle down the river towards the Old Murray Bridge, then abseiling off it. Then a juvenile diabetes fundraiser Murray River Trail Run happening all on the weekend. It's by a guy called Joel Savage. He and his family run Adventurethon. They're down from the north of Queensland to make this happen for the very first time in the Murraylands. Joel joins me now. Thanks so much for being in the studio with me, Joel.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Great to be here.
So tell me about this. You've got a whole lot of really adventurous things happening. What's the whole idea behind it?
So Adventurethon Murray Bridge, it's about getting out and being adventurous, seeing something that maybe, you know, you might not always do. Having the ability to mountain bike in the zoo is one of the races that we do, or call it a race, but really it's an adventure. You don't have to be fast. You don't have to be amazing as a rider, but you get to experience something really unique, which is really cool. It's one of the jewels of the region, you know, the Monarto Zoo. So we just couldn't go past it. So we've been trying to get permission for so long. And yeah, I'm just so glad that we've got it. So yeah, the ride in the zoo is one part of it. There'll be a paddle in the afternoon, and there's three distances of everything that we do. So something that'll take, you know, a few hours, 1 hour, or like half an hour. So really achievable.
Mm-hmm. There's the 20, 10 and 2K ones.
Yeah, in the paddle.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've got a paddle and then have an abseil off the Murray Bridge, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, so it took a lot of permission to get that happening too. So we're really keen for, you know, people who, you know, maybe want to have a go at that. They can get in touch with us and we can actually hook them up just for the abseil if they want. And then the next day we've got the run, and that's through MMI Events, a local Murray Bridge company. They're doing a juvenile diabetes fundraiser, and it's a trail run. So it starts out at Kinchina, I think it's called, Kinchina Reserve, out near the zoo. And yeah, they can do various distances running back into town, or there's the 5.5K where it starts in town, does a loop and comes back again, so down at Sturt Reserve. So it'll all be finishing down at Sturt Reserve, which will be pretty awesome.
Wow. So where did you get the idea to do all of this adventure-y stuff?
Well, actually, back in Townsville, where I'm from, we started these back in 2010. And it was I was working in a gym at the time, and, you know, I saw a lot of people around me who were kind of, you know, going to the gym and pushing themselves in the gym, but not really taking it outside of the gym. And we just thought, oh, look, this is a good opportunity to get outside and see some cool things. And I suppose it's kind of evolved from there. It used to be the format where they would do all of the disciplines like one after the other. But there's only so many crazy people who can do that. And we accidentally came across this format when we went to a place where there was like three really cool things, but they were all a really long way from each other. So we started coming up with this idea of this stage race where you can do one, you can have a bit of lunch, you know, relax and recover, and then do the next one. And it's actually, you know, morphed into something really cool. So the stage race format's been really cool and, yeah, really enjoyable.
It's a bit James Bond-esque, isn't it?
Oh, very much. Yeah.
And have you always been really adventurous? Do you love getting out and about?
Absolutely love it. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a huge part of what we do as a family now. I've got two kids, 10 and 12. And yeah, you know, getting out and about together is, you know, such an important part. Yeah, it's just heaps of fun. I think to be outdoors, there's something energizing about kind of nature versus concrete.
Yeah, I think much better than being inside of a gym.
And I'm also looking at your little box here. Yeah, I imagine that you'd be craving a little bit of nature by the time you finish for the day, that's for sure. It's not even a window.
You're breaking the illusion. And yeah, so that must be cool. So your family's part of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a huge part of it. Yeah, so my kids are, you know, they compete at these things, but they're also a huge part of the helping crew. They know so much about this now. They've been around it for years, so they're really great. And yeah, and my wife Tamara, she's sort of the brains behind the whole operation, make sure it all happens. I give her my wild ideas and she makes it all happen. So.
Oh, wow. And it must be difficult trying to get people to agree that you're, you know, going to use this environmental space in that way.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yep. But, you know, once we've been in a place, we're always welcome back again. So they see that we do the right thing and, yeah, it's good. But, yeah, sometimes you've got to convince people that this is a good idea.
Yeah. And how many people are you expecting for it?
Oh, look, I think the first year here is not going to be, you know, like a multiple hundreds of people thing. It's going to be a smaller event, but I think next year and the year after it's going to be huge, because it's one of those things that once they see what it's all about and they've got a taste of it, then they'll really enjoy it. And, you know, it's pretty good to have a smaller first event when we're going in the zoo, because we've got to make sure that, you know, the zoo's happy with, you know, the presence of bikes. And there's certainly a few animal concerns. They were a bit worried about, you know, the way that they'll interact with bikes. So, yeah, I think having a slightly smaller event this year will be really good. But, yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, cranking it up again next year.
Yeah, so take us through when it is and how it's all going to work.
So it'll be the Saturday morning, the ride at Monarto Zoo. It'll be an early start. We'll actually be coming up with the sunrise, so starting with the sunrise. And when they finish there, they will have a bit of time for a visit at the zoo, maybe explore some of the features of the zoo. There will then be a paddle in the afternoon around about 1:30, various start times. And then, should all be finished kind of around that 4 o'clock down on the foreshore. And then the next day in the morning, starting the running options with Morgan at MMI Events. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, great. And why juvenile diabetes?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to ask Morgan that. The juvenile diabetes, I think because he's actually a local paramedic, I think he, you know, has an interest in health and a passion for that. So, that's why he's got behind it. And but we'll have to find out from Morgan exactly why.
And can people track you? Is there any way that they can see how you go over the weekend?
Probably the best bet would be to jump on the Adventurethon Australia Facebook, just have a look at some updates and, you know, even come down, have a look at them abseiling off the bridge in the afternoon on Saturday.
Yeah, and people can register as well?
Yeah, absolutely they can. Yep, adventurethon.com.au.
Oh, well, I really appreciate your time today, Joel. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much.